So I did that. I did that the first year that I came back, and I was running on the coast, and that would have been about 65 into 66, which was the height of Vietnam. And you couldn't find people. I mean, there were not a lot of licensed officers for all the ships, so it was very, very tough to find licensed people. And I was on the ship as the third mate, running back and forth, and we got up to New Haven, Connecticut, and the captain said, are you going to go home and visit your folks in Massachusetts? I said, yep, my wife's coming down. And so he says, well, while you're up there, go to the Coast Guard in Boston and get a second mate's license. I mean, get a chief mate's license, because you could get a temporary license if you had 6 months of sea time. And I said, but captain, I need to have 6 months of sea time as second mate, not as third mate. He says, that's all right. I said, I'll give you a discharge as second mate. You know, yeah, I can have as many second mates on the ship as I want. So he gave me that, and I went home, got my chief mate's license, went back on the ship, went south to Texas. There was a guy that was on the ship as chief mate. He got in an argument in a bar in somewhere down in Texas, wherever we were, where we were alongside a dock. And he missed the ship. The captain promoted me to chief mate. So I was a year and a half out of school. I was sailing chief mate. So it was kind of an interesting way to get up. I never did sail second mate. So I spent the next couple of years chief mate for the company on many of their ships, running Persian Gulf to Thailand and the Philippines and Japan, and hauling a lot of jet fuel for the military in Vietnam, and especially to Thailand, because the B-52s were refueling there. We'd occasionally go to Cameron Bay, and then they put me on other company ships. At the time, our company was running 22 ships for the government, and they were all government-owned but civilian-manned. And so we were hauling fuel everywhere, including we had a couple of missile trackers on the early programs where we were just starting to put astronauts up, and these were telemetry ships, and we'd go out and track the capsules as they were going across. And so that was interesting. And